We have not talked to Wayne County Executive Warren Evans in forever. So I'm happy to say hi to Warren face to face.
Hello. Glad to be back and glad to see you. And I have missed seeing you for a while.
Well, it's been a while. You know, in the morning it was easier to do a lot of stuff. But we try to do it noon to two now still. And you've brought along your Deputy County Executive, Asad Turfy. Asad?
Yes. Nice to be here, Paul W., a longtime listener, first time on the air.
Well, it's fabulous to have you here. And you can, if it's easier to hear, you can turn that headphone around because it's facing out, which it's been a long, controversial conversation. But yeah. If you can hear okay, you can leave it like that. But it's backward. Someone's going to come and help you. One of the things that we need to talk about that's very important to you is the transit millage. Can you fill me in on where we are on that? What's going on?
Well, I think we're doing very well. We've got a primary in August. The millage will be on there. Just a little bit of background. We have 43 communities in Wayne County. 17 of them are opt-out communities. It makes transit ridiculous to be going up and around the communities that aren't a part of it. I think, and Asad has done a very good job of talking with all 43 communities, which I think has a lot to do with getting it. And we know that there is no one that's exactly the same as the other. So we don't have a cookie-cutter approach to dealing with it. But I do. I want to get employees that don't have cars to Gardner White. You know, I want to get them to come to the Wayne County building. I want them to be able to get to medical appointments, to you know, doctors, to whatever it is they need to school. If we're really going to be a world-class region and county, we have to have a much better transit system. And I think it's a small price to pay for how many things it helps, economic, medical, just a number of things. It's something that we really need, and we're working hard at it. And I think I have a very positive feel about it this time because I think a lot of Wayne County people do understand now's the time. Let's do it, and it'll have benefits.
This August, Wayne County residents getting another chance to vote on a millage to fund public transit. But this time, 17 communities, including Detroit, also will have a say. Sometimes that's more difficult. Sometimes it isn't. What do you think now about that?
I think the general collaboration is such that our functioning relationships with all 43 communities are good. It's solid. There will be some people who won't see this as important as we do. But I think collectively, the vast majority of people will see that it is time for this to occur in Wayne County. And I think we'll be successful.
Asad, in a quick summary, where's the money going?
Yeah, so this is a affordable millage rate. It's about $8 a month for the average home in Wayne County. The money's going to be collected annually. It's about $57 million countywide. It'll go to the Wayne County Transit Authority, and from there, decisions will be made from the authority, which has appointments from the county executive to mayors and township supervisors and members of the community. Those decisions will be made for public transportation options like SMART and DDOT and Nankin Transit and some of our Western Wayne communities and others. And I think when County Executive Warren Evans tasked me to go out there and meet with these communities, initially I was really focused on all the economic opportunities. And the one thing that I really learned more than anything from the communities is there's a great need for public transportation for our seniors communities, our special needs communities, and our communities with disabilities. And for this issue is a lifeline for them. And
sure,
for those that can't drive, it gives them a way to get around to be able to live a full life.
Well, I'll tell you something, Asad. I don't know how long you've been around as a deputy county executive, but you're working with a legendary guy in Warren Evans.
Yes, sir.
Who has done a tremendous job for his people, always looking out for them, always trying to do what's best for them. I don't doubt for a second that that's what you're doing here, too, and I hope you get this victory.
Thank you, Paul W. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, I mean
enjoyed every minute of it.
I mean it. You've been doing this for a long time, my friend. Congratulations to you, by the way, on everything you are doing and accomplishing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, and he brought along his Deputy County Executive, Asad Turfy. And before that, Rachel Stewart, the CEO of Gardner White, who is happy to announce the new Grand Hotel Collection. Oh, wait. Is that early? Is that too early?
We're going to manifest it, Paul.
Okay. It's a little... It's a little too early. 144 at WJR.